Welcome back to Coaching in the Golden Years. And this is our final video for this course, and we're going to be dealing with volunteering. Because if you're going to be coaching, you're going to have to volunteer or find some means to be able to do that. So we've talked about talent, time, money. Three things that God gives you: time, talent, and hopefully prosperity, money. We've talked about the seven gates that we're to protect, that we're to keep the enemy out and the righteous in. So we're to protect those gates by being sentries, guards, to protect the gates of those seven qualities that we need to be able to pass down to younger generations what we have learned, mastered, and performed throughout our life. And today, I want to talk about volunteering. Where are you going to go? Well, once you have a good idea and the Lord has given you, the Holy Spirit has given you some insights as to how He wants you to use the time, talent, and money that He's giving you, the next step is to do a search. Go on Google and start looking at organizations that are looking for volunteers. And there's lots of different organizations that look for people who have a talent and some time to invest in helping either young people, people of all ages, business, young people starting a business. Regardless, there's all different types of volunteer programs that you could help people, help others. There are, I believe it's called the SMART program, where they look for volunteers who have skills in marketing, strategy, business people, those individuals who have retired and have done startups. So there's organizations that look for that type of individual who wants to help. Obviously, there's other types. There's types of organizations that deal with the sickly, the elderly. Maybe you have hospitality skills, or you just want to be involved in that and you would like to work in that area. There are programs for the youth, disadvantaged children who could use guidance and instruction. So there's various places where you could go to take a look, look at their program, look at their requirements, look at the qualifications they're looking for, and if you're a match and you're interested, well, you might have a place where you can use your time, talent, money, if you have some, to help others. You know, when you do this research on volunteering, you may even find that some areas will actually maybe even have a paycheck. Not many, but some. You may also find that there are opportunities away from where you live, and you may want to visit someplace, do something, and come back. Treat it like as a vacation so that you can get away, help some people, and come and return home. So there are different types of situations that you could get involved in. that you would enjoy, that you would feel fulfilled in doing and providing some type of benefit for someone in need in some area. And that's what you could be doing. So now that we've gone through this whole entire program, we've come to that point where, okay, now it's time to find a venue. Now it's time to find a place where we can, do that kind of coaching, volunteering that we would enjoy doing. You may also, as you recall, go to Meetup, and you might find small groups of meetups that are also involved in doing some type of reach out, some type of program to help individuals, whether they're young, middle-aged, young adults, old adults, whatever, to be able to do something and help others. Because the bottom line, we have the time, we have the talent, and God's going to ask us, what did you do with the time and talent that you had, that I gave you? He wants us to do something. He wants us to go out there and share what we have. And in doing that, we're sharing our love. Our love for what we do, a love for helping others to be able to discover and love the same thing. So it's a win-win situation. So take a look. Start doing the homework. Start doing the research on what you may like to do with the rest of your life. Now, there is going to be a little exam at the end of this course, just so to kind of like remind you of the things that we've done and spoke about during the course. You may want to go back and listen to the videos, maybe write some notes if you haven't already, so that you can really, you know, lock in to what your time and talent really is. Like, because we've discussed, you may have been working in a job all your life that you didn't really like, and that you had a talent and you weren't able to use it, or maybe you had a hobby. But in either case, you may have a wonderful gift that God's given you that you can use now for others. So take the time and really start to look at the various volunteer programs available. You may even want to create a program. Let's say you have knowledge of a specific problem in your community, and you have a solution for that problem because it fits in with the talent that you have, and God's given you the wisdom and the discernment to say, hey, I got this talent and this gift, and here's a problem that I could easily solve for people in the community. That's another opportunity for you. You could actually be someone who creates a volunteer program and incorporates other people to help you. Remember the law of surgency. Numbers. Jesus had 12 apostles. So you may want to start your own program if you have the gift and the talent and the knowledge to do so, and if you're being inspired by the Holy Spirit to do so. So there's multiple opportunities, multiple places that you can go to research and look to volunteer so that you could be a coach in the golden years. Now, it's been a pleasure to share my knowledge with you. You now have your last homework assignment to start looking for a place to volunteer. Review the material, because there is going to be a little quizzy of an exam for you, just so that you know that you have retained the information. So God bless you in your search. God bless you in your opportunities to volunteer. Amen.